Was it like to have Odell back and Olivier Vernon?
Yeah, it was good to have Odell and OV back. Glad to have him here. Worked hard. Seemed to be in great condition.
Did you limit them a little bit, though? I mean, with at least reps compared to some of the other guys?
Maybe we were smart with everybody today. We were on and off the field pretty quickly.
Then was Ola Odigizua excused?
Yeah, he's excused for personal reasons.
You going to put him on NFI or anything? Or
he's excused for personal reasons.
Ben, what did you see from Odell out there? First time you've seen him this summer?
It's good to have him back. He seems like he's in good condition.
Did you have a talk with him at all when
he returned? All personal conversations stay personal.
Were you shorter today because of the weather?
No, it was planned that way. Tomorrow we'll build him up. We'll go a little bit longer. We'll have our longest practice of the offseason tomorrow.
Ben, is there an overall theme for this mandatory minicamp in terms of what you're trying to convey to these guys? Is there one message?
Yeah, really, the minicamp, what it's turned into is just an extension of the off-season program. So it's really the last leg, and we have a chance to have a few more practices in here, and we just want to finish the off-season program strong.
Why was Justin not working?
Justin's out right now for he's limited.
We didn't see Eli Apple or Darian Thompson. They're here as well?
They both were excused for an illness.
Coach, as you said, it's an extension of the off-season program. So is Odell playing catch-up this week, not being part of the OTAs?
He's been in the offense. Great to have him back. He didn't miss a beat when he came in. He looks in good condition.
Ben, we got to ask you, new look with the hair?
Hey, got to keep you all on your toes. Yeah, they've been pushing me, so got to keep it fresh, right?
How nice is it to see Odell out there with Brandon and all the other offensive weapons that you have?
Yeah, Sterling Shepard, he had a nice day today. I think he went out, he had a strong first day in camp. He really showed up well inside, made a lot of plays, and so it's good to have everybody out here working.
Is that great to see from him as far as coming off that rookie season that he came back?
Yeah, he's still a young player, but he works at it. He works hard, and he's always looking to learn and grow. And he's taking a nice step here in the offseason.
When the last time Odell was here, Jerry Reese said he needed to look in the mirror and grow up with this offseason. Everyone kind of needed to grow up. Are you content with the way Odell handled his offseason? What's your opinion of that?
Listen, I'm glad Odell's here. He looks like he's in good condition, and we're going to move on from there.
You know, you picked up the pace a little bit for this practice. Was it did it run pretty much like you had thought it would as far as, you know, mistakes being minimal?
Yeah, we were looking to be an hour and 41 minutes on the field. We want to get on and off today. It was good to get out here in the heat. We haven't had a practice like that in a while. So it was good to get on and off to build it up for tomorrow. We'll be about 210 probably tomorrow and have a chance to push it a little bit. But it was good to get out here, get on and off the field to build up for tomorrow.
There were a couple guys, Devin Taylor, I think, worked inside a little bit. I think Darius Powell worked a little bit with the tight ends. Are you putting more of an emphasis on having guys do multiple things this year, more so than maybe last year?
Yeah, the more you can do in this league, the greater chance you have to stick. And we're giving players an opportunity at the end of practice to grow and play multiple positions. We call it our position flex period, and they've taken to it.
When you said Apple and Thompson illness, you mean not injury related? Is that what you mean?
Illness, yes.
Have you walked out of that this week at any point?
I'll check on it when I go in.
Where's Gino at in his recovery? He's not ready for 11-11.
Yeah, he's progressing. We braced him up today. We put him out there. We had him do work 7-on-7 with a half line rush just to get some work against some rush. So if he has to move, he has to reset in the pocket. He has some experience doing that before we come back in training camp. It'll boost his confidence, and I thought he had a good first day of it.
Coach, JT Thomas was working out to the side today in the field house. How do you think he's been progressing?
Limited.
But Gino, you expect to be 100% when training camp starts?
When he's clear, they'll let me know.
Where's JT Thomas in his rehab, the stage of his rehab process?
He's limited. When he's clear, they'll let me know.
What's Justin Pugh's status?
Limited.
Is
seemed like Ellison was able to do some jog-through, walk-through stuff today.
Yeah, he's pushing. He's chomping at the bit to get back. I don't anticipate him going full go here in this mini camp. Anticipate him for training camp.
And what do you think when you finally today have Engram, Marshall, Sterling, Odell all on the field, at least available to all be on the field together?
It's nice. Again, it's nice to get the whole group out there. You know, I know from the quarterback's perspective, it's good to get the whole group out there, throw and catch a little bit, especially an individual working on timing and things like that. But, again, it's good to have all the guys back, and they seem to be in condition.
As a group of playmakers, what do you make of them?
We'll see. It's early. You know, we'll have to see when we get to Sundays, when the pads come on and the lights turn on to see how we do. But, you know, I'm confident and I'm excited.
Whatever, but mm-hmm. What do you think it is for him? Maybe to flip Kim's question around and see those weapons. What does he need to show you? What does he get out of these?
Well, I'm sure you know he likes to work with all the guys, but that'd be a better question for Eli than it is for me.
Warm your heart to see Eric wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
Warm my heart. I don't mind guys getting in a lather, but it may be a little too toasty for that today. But it was a quick on and off, and I think Eric knew that.
Two more. No more.
You see, what are your thoughts on Mike in Green Bay? I know he did something a little more orthodox this week with his minicamp and released his veterans.
Yeah, again, that's another program. I don't think that's his first time doing that, but that's the way they treat it.